Back in July, the Pittsburgh City Council unanimously approved Hayes Woods to be officially classified as a city park. The property had a long, twisted history before becoming the city's second largest park. The Allegheny Front's Justin Stewart reports on what the next steps are for the property.
It's a warm night in the outskirts of the city of Pittsburgh, and Linda Roth is getting ready to embark on another hike through Hayes Woods. The property is perched above the Monongahela River and features forest, waterfalls, open streams, and a pair of nesting bald eagles.
I mean, it's neat. There's coyote back here. I can hear them. We found toads. We found turtles.
The property covers over 600 acres, similar in size to Frick Park. Roth, a volunteer for Friends of Hayes Woods, is happy that it will be protected as a city park.
There's been too many times where people want to do crazy stuff with it, like a racetrack or whatever. So I feel like it's just going to be a protected area, you know, just hopefully they don't impose too many crazy rules.
Over the years, the area has seen different uses. According to Friends of Hayes Woods website, the earliest use of the area was a farm run by Samuel Hayes in the 1930s. The Hayes family operated coal mines to extract the vast amounts of coal underneath the property. Hayes Woods continued to be a source for coal and natural gas under different corporations until it was sold into bankruptcy in 1988. Then in 2021, under former Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, city officials bought the property from the Urban Redevelopment Authority for $1 plus cost. Councilmember Barb Warwick, who represents the area of District 5, offered her reaction to the property officially becoming a city park with a city council vote in July.
I'm really excited that it's in my district, and I really think that there's the potential there for Hayes Woods.
While she's enthusiastic about the park's future, Warwick says some issues must be addressed, like public transportation to the park, which is accessed by suburban streets.
But if you look at the entire 31st Ward, right, there is only one bus that goes to the 31st Ward, and it goes just about every hour. So it is absolutely an area that is in need of expanded public transportation.
In addition, human activity over the years and the lack of upkeep allowed invasive plants to degrade the ecosystem.
So preserving that and making sure that it can thrive again through this sort of environmental rehabilitation work, getting rid of the invasives, doing the goatscaping, working on the trails, picking up the litter, all that kind of stuff.
At the beginning of this year, the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy received a $233,000 grant from the Richard King Mellon Foundation to help with managing invasive species and aid in trash removal. The foundation also supports the Allegheny Front. One of the groups that will play a role in helping out is Allegheny Goatscape. The nonprofit organization utilizes goats to help reduce unwanted invasive vegetation. Gavin Deming, its executive director, said three goats will spend the fall eating invasive plants in Hayes Woods and return in the spring.
Where we're putting them in places that have been disturbed, and most of the vegetation does not hold a lot of environmental value, they're eating it up so that new things can happen.
Deming noted that while the land has potential to be a great park, there needs to be patience throughout the process.
We just need to think big and think long, long, long term, knowing that nature doesn't necessarily operate on the way that humans would like everything else done, like immediate. We have to remember that that's just not how nature works.
In an email, a city spokesperson said there is no timeline on when work will be completed and that Hayes Woods will remain, quote, fairly natural. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Justin Stewart.
Justin Stewart was an Allegheny Front intern this summer through the Pittsburgh Media Partnership.